Hi, my name is Nevin Leo. I'm from 8-3, and today I'm going to be doing a persuasive speech on the palm oil production in the world. So, what is palm oil? Palm oil is a vegetable oil that comes from the palm oil tree, which more specifically bears the oil palm fruit, whose mesocarp, which is the middle layer of the fruit, makes and is a source of palm oil. So, why is palm oil bad? Well, palm oil isn't necessarily bad because of the tree or the fruit itself. It's because of the growing demand of the palm oil causing over-harvesting and deforestation of rainforests to keep up with production demands. Why is palm oil needed so much? Because it's used in many food products such as Oreos, Nutellas, you've got crackers, ice cream, and many other products contain palm oil. Even everyday products, you've got shampoos, conditioners, soap bars, toothpaste, cosmetics, detergents, and cleaning products. And you, the consumer, wouldn't even know. Yeah, you as a consumer need to do something. But what, how, and why? Well, first off, let's look at the actual impact of palm oil. Right, so since there is a demand for palm oil in the world, this causes companies, governments, and growers to cut down trees to make space for their palm oil trees. The problem is, cutting down trees has been deemed as inefficient, and so companies have gone to burning down forests to make space. Let's look at Indonesia. Their pollution in Sumatra, where a part of the burning is going on, has gotten so bad that you can't look properly through the haze. But the problem is, this burning of the rainforest of Indonesia has caused mass amounts of CO2, carbon dioxide, to leak into the air and into the atmosphere, causing climate change to worsen. What's more, in Indonesia's rainforest, and especially Indonesia's rainforest, the ground is layered with sediment that is pressed together, specifically named peat. Now, peat contains mass amounts of CO2 compared to normal dirt, and so when burned, along with the trees, will increase the amount of CO2 leaking into the atmosphere. Moreover, this smoke that comes out from Indonesia is a yearly reoccurrence, being that the smoke travels around the peninsula from Sumatra/Indonesia to Singapore and Malaysia. Because of this affecting the neighboring countries, the Indonesian government has had to change, per se, some of its actions, but nothing really has changed. Now that's what the palm oil has been doing to the world. But to further know what you as a consumer can do to help, we have to delve into the stakeholders. First of all, let's look at the different stakeholders involved in the trade, production, and consuming of palm oil. The different stakeholders are the palm oil growers, you've got the palm oil traders, companies making these consumer goods, stores selling these goods, and you, the consumer. What's really interesting is the communication between these stakeholders. First, you have the actual palm oil growers, normally farmers, local folk, who work in agriculture for a living. The problem why I said that the communication is interesting is because many of these growers have no idea what they are doing to the atmosphere by mass burning these rainforests. They only do this because they are paid to do so. Many of these growers even disagree with people who say their work is hurting the atmosphere, as shown in Harrison Ford's video of Indonesia. I will get to that later on. The reason why these palm oil growers are intentionally or unintentionally clueless to what they are doing will be because of the pay they are getting from this. Most of the workers who burn these rainforests and plant these trees are being paid minimum wage, and moreover, way under the normal pay for an employee or worker in Indonesia, even for minimum wage. This leads to parents unable to pay for food or housing or education for their children, which leads me to a very important problem with mass palm oil production, the child labor, or the exploitation of children, which is a direct violation of the RSPO and agreement between these stakeholders. Again, I'll go over that later. About the RSPO. These children are being told to work in dangerous conditions by their parents because they can earn extra money. It's not really like their parents have a choice or they'd actually really, really want to do that. It's just that many of these plantations take up acres and acres of land where villages, or kampungs, are located, which means that the jobs available would mostly be working in these plantations. Since many of these plantations are in rural areas of Indonesia, school, education, which is an actual and should be a necessity, is scarce and far away, and thus more expensive. This makes it so that children end up helping their parents to earn minimum wages for their food and housing instead of education, instead of school. Right, so the second stakeholder, which is the palm oil traders, or the exporters, aka the government and companies such as Nestle, Walmart, etc. These companies actually also go under the palm oil grower stakeholder, the name, and the status, since their companies are the ones with workers in places such as Indonesia. The problem with these companies is that they are getting away with these mass burnings of the rainforests, somehow. There's a group called the RSPO, aka the Roundtable of Sustainability for Palm Oil. The point of this group was to have 100% sustainable palm oil productions by certain years or certain quota. They had certain criteria for the part of the group to meet, there were certain criteria. Last year, they certified about 20% of the world's palm oil to be sustainable. That means that the other 80% is still from mass burnings of rainforests. This year, there seems to have been no addition to that 20%. Although, I should say that 20% is still a lot in terms of jump-starting the RSPO. Now, what that leads me to say is that the Indonesian government is stopping or halting the RSPO's actions, possibly. This is because having the RSPO certify the world's palm oil as sustainable, or at least Indonesia's palm oil as sustainable, would rule out the mass burnings of rainforests for these palm trees. This would thus reduce the income that the countries, or Indonesia itself, and the companies and most stakeholders would get from this production and trade of palm oil. The Indonesian government probably wouldn't want this, since they would lose great deals of money, mostly because they are the number one producer of palm oil worldwide. Now, so some reasoning behind why the government would be so-called corrupt and continue with their large mass burnings for palm tree plantations would be in a video that Harrison Ford starred in. He went to a park in West Sumatra named Tesonilo and witnessed firsthand the destruction of the rainforests in Sumatra. In doing so, he asked what the government or forestry minister was doing for this, and all the person or the official he was with could say was that they weren't really doing anything. The government is corrupt. That official is trying to fight for what's right, right? For sustainable palm oil. Now, Harrison Ford later on went to confront the forestry minister, showing him an assortment of research and telling him firsthand that he saw what happened, only to be shot down with the phrases, "We have just tasted freedom as a country," from the former forestry minister. There wasn't even a proper answer for him. He was later then told by the president at the time, SBY, or the president at the time before Jokowi, that he would be deported from Indonesia because of his confrontation. Again, the government hasn't done anything. They don't enforce those laws they put and don't listen to the criteria given by companies and the RSPO. The main point is that they don't listen to the criteria given by companies and the RSPO. Now, you have the companies making these consumer goods, that's another stakeholder, such as Nestle, Wilmar, Ferrero Rocher, the big companies. Nestle and Wilmar fit into the last two stakeholders, but Ferrero Rocher is the only one making consumer goods slowly. Nestle has outright done nothing in terms of going into sustainability for palm oil. Yes, they have agreed with the RSPO for sustainable palm oil production, but there really hasn't been any actual proof showing that they are going into sustainability. Similar to Nestle, Wilmar has said that they have plans with the RSPO to become sustainable in their palm oil productions. They have showed that. Again, there has been nothing so far properly. There are still many rainforest burnings related to Wilmar this past year. Ferrero Rocher, on the other hand, is actually trying to get their palm oil from sustainable exporters and suppliers of palm oil. Since many of these consumers have shown animosity to Nutella and their products on the topic of sustainability for palm oil. Now, that's the animosity. That's how consumers can help. And I'll tell you why later. Now, second to last, you have the stores selling these goods. Mostly grocery stores or convenience stores. These stores sell these goods because they can get income from it. Now, that's how income money works. These stores will probably only stop selling these goods once the demand for them is gone. That's impossible since not everyone will suddenly say no to these goods. It's just not possible. Lastly, there are the consumers. Yes, you. You're one of the many consumers who, exactly as your namesake says, consumes and buys these products. The thing is, many people don't think about what they're putting into their shopping bags. Consumers don't think about the ingredients that are in the product they buy. This brings me to my summary. Unsustainable palm oil is a horrible issue that affects and relates to many other social issues. Or just issues. First, climate change. The burning of the rainforest has caused the atmosphere to get hotter and also for air pollution to appear around the peninsula. Second, child labor and rights. Children are working in dangerous conditions to make minimum wage money for their food and housing to aid their parents. These are the biggest impacts of palm oil in the world, and especially in Indonesia. The government isn't going to do anything, but you as consumers can. These are exactly why fairness and development matter. Honestly, children are unfairly being exploited. Honestly, there's so much you could do. The next time you're picking something off the shelves of a grocery store, take a look at the ingredients. If it contains palm oil, think twice before putting that in your shopping cart. If you make commitments to not eating palm oil products, that's even better. These non-palm oil products may be hard to find, since so many goods have palm oil. But if you find these products, then stick them. There are substitutes for everything, for food products. There are tons of everyday products, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioners that don't have palm oil in them. Okay, organic foods. There's also the matter of replanting forests, but that can take decades, right? So it's kind of not as possible. So a possibility, things that you could do, some things you could do would be to make a campaign for palm oil sustainability. Or you could also contribute to one of these campaigns, such as the WWF, which they're actually the group who led the making of the RSPO. There's the Orangutan Project, which protects wildlife in danger of these burning rainforests, and many more. By contributing some amount of money, you could help aid in the fight for sustainability for palm oil. Lastly, just spread the word and spread awareness for sustainable palm oil. If we all, starting with you, stick to this slowly, the demand for palm oil will decrease, since these products won't be bought as much, and through the domino effect, stores won't want to buy these products, so then the producers won't make as much, and then the suppliers and exporters won't export as much, causing the companies who burn down these rainforests for plantations to decrease their burnings and destructions of the rainforest. There is no way to halt palm oil production completely, but we can absolutely reduce palm oil production bit by bit, starting from you. Thank you.